fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 6th day of January, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Our prepper tip of the day is going to be a twofer, two for one. First of all, I got caught up on looking at night vision last night and this morning, and a pleasant surprise. A friend of mine, he bought a pretty nice piece of thermal imaging weapon sight about 3 years ago. It cost him $12,000. The equivalent scope today is less than $6,000. I'm going to have some of those things listed on my website by the end of the day today at thelibertyman.com under tactical and survival gear. So check those out. It's just the nature of this technology. Things get smaller, better, and less expensive. Here's the second part. This is the fun thing. I would call it dark comedy, dark humor. The BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, has produced a segment that I think is worthy of your time if you want to have some entertainment, a little dark humor. You can see it on YouTube. And here it is. Here's the title of it. Real Housewives of ISIS. Real Housewives of ISIS. It's very well done, very professional, very funny, dark humor. And I hope this may be looked at by some teenage girls in England and possibly the United States, and they will get a wake-up call to not make travel plans to go to Syria. That would be a very good outcome for that particular video that BBC's done. And once again, the title of that is Real Housewives of ISIS. Very funny, dark humor, and check it out. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us. Her website is twiland.info. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, it's 5 degrees here. They said it was going to be cold, and it is cold. We had about 2 inches of snow yesterday, starting about, well, it started overnight and continued until noon. How about you down there in Crawford County?
About the same snow, about an inch and a half, 2 inches, and I got a warming trend compared to you. It's 8 degrees here.
Well, we don't have any wind. Do you have wind?
Slight wind. The wind makes it a wind chill. Oh, it's down to 7. They say the wind chill makes it feel like minus 2 degrees. I just checked it.
Yeah. I might be a little warmer than on the field gauge. Well, we have lots to cover. You know, every week there seems like there's new things coming out, and of course with the change in the election, you know, with the different people moving in and people moving out, it's really contentious at times. I was listening to the report on the Russian hacking, and I don't know. It's going to be a firecracker January, at least the second half of it. Anyway, well, there's lots of things to think about. I want to talk first about Zika just briefly. We have reported from the CDC, and they have their own website just for outcomes of completed pregnancies in the United States that have possible Zika virus infection. And this was as of the 27th of December 2016. And the completed pregnancies with or without birth defects are 875. Live-born infants with birth defects were 36, and pregnancy losses with birth defects were 5. So that's 41 out of 875, and I guess that's about 20%. 1% would be 8.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. So that's about what we're hearing, although the other article I read said there was about 40% of the Zika babies were severely damaged. Okay, we're talking about Zika in Texas, and you remember that they had indicated that Brownsville, Texas, which is in Cameron County, was the focus of that, and they have the CDC has marked that with yellow on their maps. And they have a sixth local mosquito transmitted case. Now, this is, they don't know if it's mosquito transmitted. They're saying it's mosquito transmitted. They're providing testing to members of the patient's household and going door to door in the area around the patient's home. They're working, they're testing anyone with possible Zika symptoms. Of course, you know that 4/5 of them don't have Zika. 4/5 of the people with Zika don't have symptoms, and to all pregnant women in the area with or without symptoms. And they have been collecting mosquitoes, and they have yet to find a mosquito that has Zika. So they say that it was mosquito spread, but we're not... It's not, they haven't found the mosquito yet. The smoking mosquito is missing. So, you know, I'm beginning to think that these are transmitted from human to human. We have a lot of people that cross the border from Mexico. And Mexico, although we don't hear anything about Zika in Mexico, I don't hear anything, but we know that the mosquito is there, and it's considered an endemic area for Zika. Now, as it turns out, there is a Rio Grande Valley, and that's at the Brownsville is at the tip of that, and like I said, in Cameron County, but it also includes Willacy County, Hidalgo County, and Stark County, and that's right along the Rio Grande River. And they now have admitted that there are cases in each one of those counties. Again, they've been looking for that mosquito, but they haven't found any mosquitoes with Zika yet. They currently list, now this came, State Health Department listed, 16 cases of Zika in Cameron County, 5 cases in Hidalgo County, 1 in Stark County, and 1 in Willacy County. So we're getting better data, information from the Texas Department of Health. And again, Cameron County health officials haven't found solid proof that infected mosquitoes are in the area. None of the thousands of mosquitoes trapped throughout Brownville have tested positive for the virus. And their local Dr. Castile, who would be the head of the Department of Health, is saying that they're relying on health experts' educated guess. So how comfortable does that make you feel?
Not terribly, not terrible.
No. Okay. Well, let's go directly, since we're talking about DNA, let's go to radiation. Calvert Cliffs, and it's by it's on the coast of Maryland. It has two operating reactors that were licensed in 1974, 1976, and there's about 3 million people living within 50 miles of that reactor, Calvert Cliffs. And what happened was that there's a they have a circuit board that has a transducer on it. And they did a study, or they went in, and someplace they found that an unqualified electrical component was substituted on the internal circuit board. And, you know, that's usually caught early on before you buy something, or when you buy something, you have receiving inspection. And receiving inspection is supposed to, especially at the government level, is very thorough. And they make sure that everything is up to spec, so to speak. Of course, they didn't do that in San Onofre, and you know what happened there. That was terrible. I mean, I just can't believe that didn't happen. Well, anyway, they didn't. These unqualified components were used as early as May 2013. And the reason so they're spread out throughout nuclear power plants. The reason I mentioned Calvert Cliffs Nuclear is they have 30 of them. And Ontario, which would be in Canada, has 31. And then there's a place in Britain that has 78. And what they're going to do is that if they think that they're going to do an environmental qualification, an environmental qualification means they're going to probably put it in an oven, heat it up, or put it in ice and cool it down, or whatever. And that's planned for this year, 2017. And if the component fails to meet the requirements, then you'd think they'd pull them. No, it will be the product will, the nuclear facilities will be advised to examine their product for unqualified printed circuit boards and via notification and visual references. And if they find them, then they'll replace them with qualified replacement components. So right now we have, a lot of, I don't want to say a lot, 30, maybe 10 nuclear power plants that are operating in this condition. All right, moving on to Cook, Michigan. There was a hot shutdown. We know what hot shutdown and emergency, because it's already in a hot shutdown, it's been in hot shutdown. And this is, they've got two nuclear reactors that were licensed in 1974 and 1977. So these were probably relicensed by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and are probably using burn-up fuel. So they're already in a precarious position. And this is located just at the southern border of Michigan at Lake Michigan. And so reactor there has two reactors there have been in hot shutdown. And, well, actually, it's just one. It's Unit 2. But I think Unit 1 is also affected because they say that what happened was that they discovered they were looking at their emergency diesel generators, because when you're in hot shutdown, you have to eventually get to cold shutdown, and then you have to bring the whole thing back up again. And during that time, I mean, this is a very tenuous time in reactor operation, and you might need your emergency diesel generators, and three of them were declared inoperable. And apparently they're doing refueling at the same time. And they were declared inoperable because of a discovered design and manufacturing issue. Issue is kind of one of those words that covers the multitude of sins, so to speak. And they don't have, because both of the Unit 2 emergency diesel generators are inoperable, what they'll do is they'll switch a good one to Unit 1 to restore its emergency diesel generator, and then they'll get replacements for the two that are on Unit 2. So Unit 2 it'll be in cold shutdown until they get a proper emergency, I don't know what the issue was, but whatever it was, they'll be looking at it. Okay, RadCon, we look at the gamma and there were no concern watch issues with RadCon. So we'll just go ahead and skip over that. But that's pretty good not to have any. All right, well, we have our choice now. I do want to look at the overreach by the BLM and the Army Corps of Engineers. These are constitutional issues, but it reeks of crony capitalism. So they're going to give, the feds are going to give grants to boost container shipping on the Mississippi River. Duh. The Army Corps of Engineers is supposed to keep the Mississippi River open to barge traffic.
That's right. That's their job.
That's their job. That's right. And they haven't been doing it. And we all know that they haven't been doing it. Well, they've been looking into other means of transporting commodities. They've looked at using highways with super trucks, big wheeled super trucks. In fact, they moved the port where barges can come in to, I forget the name of it, but there's a port just south of St. Louis, Herculaneum. I think it might be Herculaneum. And they even have some places there where barges can tie up and get filled up by the grain, because St. Louis has been closed. I mean, the Army Corps of Engineers just said, no, we're not dredging it. And they do have a lot of problems, but that was their job. And anyway, so they have five of the six marine highway grants awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation are going to be sent for increasing container on barge services. Well, so that's why I call it crony capitalism. The truck manufacturers and the trains were both trying to get a piece of that money that goes into transporting commodities. And they're going to boost freight at the Port of St. Louis and at America's Central Port in Granite City. Maybe it was Granite City. Have you ever heard of America's Central Port?
I've never heard that term, no.
But you know that they have a port there in Granite City?
Yeah. I've been to Granite City dozens of times. They have a place where they can dock up there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's been the main port. Oh, I hear music.
Hold that. Hold on. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Wes Peters the other day. He said, John, you need to go to our website at Swiss America and check out all the special reports. So let's do that right now. I'm at my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the tile right below me on the motorcycle, click on Swiss America, and you're there at the website. Go to News and Views, and then scroll down to Special Reports. When you do that, you'll find 22 reports waiting for you to read them. It's a great education on gold coins, silver coins, and economics. After you're done, it's probably time to go ahead and contact Wes Peters. Wes is a great guy. He'll help you out and help you achieve your goals. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Check it out. Do your homework. Do your research. And then contact Wes Peters. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th day of January, visiting with Ann Morrison. Her website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. That website is twiland.info. Let's continue, Ann.
Yes, okay. Well, the U.S. Department of Transportation Maritime Administrator is Paul Genichin, and he's part of the current administration. And I have a quote here from him. It's really not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. 85% of all freight that's moving domestically is moving on our roads and our rails. That is just not sustainable from a congestion standpoint. We're going to have to incorporate water into that transportation freight network. Didn't you think that water was already incorporated? I thought it was. I thought right. We were loading barges and no. Sending them down to the Mississippi River. So what happened? Well, what happened was Missouri voted Republican the last two times, not this time. Well, we did also this time, but during the current administration. And I think it was a punishment. They just decided that Missouri wasn't going to get the Army Corps of Engineers service that we are due. Anyway, according to this Edmonton, about 6% of the total domestic freight market takes place on inland waterways. 6%, that's all. So America's Central Port, so they're going to give money to both America's Central Port and the Port Authority of St. Louis, and they're giving $713,000 to shuttle containers along the Illinois River between Granite City and someplace close to Chicago. Now, the Port Authority of St. Louis will work with $96,000. So they're getting 10 times as much money to work in Illinois. Does that surprise you, considering the administration's leanings?
Not at all.
And, no. And it's going to encourage container-on-barge freight. Now, the problem is that the barges that our customers want, in other words, when we send wheat from the Midwest or corn from the Midwest or soybeans, their barges, they want bigger containers. And our barges aren't, they're not equipped for that. We haven't upgraded our barges to meet the current standards. We're behind the curve on that. So they're going to encourage container-on-barge freight among major shippers like Walmart, Home Depot, and Target. Well, none of that says consumers like China. And so I'm really upset about this. You know, they come out and they just are not, they're not considering how important the Mississippi River is to moving commodities. They tried going the train route. They used the Trans-Canadian Highway. They used the Trans-Canadian Railway, and both of them failed. The railway up in Canada just was too, it hadn't been maintained, and it just wore out real fast. And then they couldn't ship it by railway in the United States. So it's just been, they've been shipping into the Port of Vancouver and Seattle. They built, the Chinese, I think, built a new port there in Seattle. But their containers, they want bigger containers because they have bigger container ships. And so it's just been a, I know I've been watching this for the last 2 or 3 years. And what he says, now this is the head of this, this is the administration's man, the only way to increase the, to meet the growing demand is either to build a bunch of new roads, a bunch of new roads. I mean, do people like that at that level speak like that? A bunch of new roads, a bunch of new bridges, and a bunch of new rail. And it doesn't seem like there's, I kid you not, there's an appetite at the national level for that.
Amazing. And we have a break. Call number, LA's Jumps, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. "If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?" That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th day of January. Quick reminder, if you're a new listener, you need to check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. Read the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials from people that I know. And be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads that go with the Energy Cleaner. And keep in mind, as always, that I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy your Energy Cleaner. I just got an order this morning for one of the mattress pads to be shipped to England, and I shipped an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad to the Gold Coast of Australia yesterday. How about that? Only $285 shipping included for the Energy Cleaner. The mattress pads vary by size and price. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we have, as we do most Fridays, a 4-minute update from my director of marketing, Mandy. And say good morning to Mandy.
Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. The neighbor boy came and he took my propane tanks and filled them up and brought them back, and I can stand the cold.
All right.
That's great. I woke up this morning, my first snow on the ground here in the Ozarks. It's fluffy. It's beautiful outside. It's fluffy and magical and beautiful, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to drive in it, but we'll see.
Okay, well, what you got for us this morning, Mandy?
Things are going great, great, great. We are talking with expos. We are talking with different speaking engagements. We're getting emails from a lot of people with the Liberty Army. They're not only interested in you coming and speaking, but they're curious about safe spots, safe havens, designated safe havens across the country. Things are going really well, and we're proactively gearing up for 2017. So just want people within the Liberty Army to know that there are a lot of weekends that have expos and conventions and different speaking engagements. And if you want John to come and speak in 2017 or 2018, now is the time to email me while I'm getting this all together, because there are so many other things, John, that we're contacting that your schedule is going to be filling up pretty soon, really quickly. So if you are an individual who wants John to come speak within your community, and you'll make a healthy commission for that. So if you know of a business or association, just drop me an email at help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com, and we can try and set that up. But now is the best time, because the schedule is going to be filling up pretty quickly.
It is. Well, Mandy, thank you very much, as always. I'll be talking to you privately before the day is over. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay. All right, Ann, you have updates and alerts you put out. How can people get those?
Yeah, those are on twiland.info, and on there you will find the blog that John and I are talking about right now, and it's going to include a graphic that was put out by Inside Climate News, and it shows all the projects that were canceled or delayed or rejected since the Keystone Pipeline was rejected on environmental grounds by the current administration. Now, this might change a lot this next year. But you can look at it, and you can figure out where you live, and then you can see if any of these cancellations affect you. They involve railroads and roads and pipelines and just facilities. Twiland.info, you scroll down to the bottom part. Towards the bottom, you'll see a space where you can put your email address, and then when it gets updated, you'll get emails. And that's working pretty effectively. I see people coming in and reading the latest. I'm a little behind, about 3 weeks. Okay, so we had 28 cancellations, so including a Shell Puget Sound refinery expansion, and Puget Sound is in the northwest. It's off the shore of Canada and U.S., so,
I've been there many times. It's Metro Seattle area.
Metro Seattle area, yes, exactly. Right. So this is a very interesting graphic, and once I get it posted, you'll be able to see it, or you can just go to Inside Climate News and see it now. Now, Enbridge wants to complete the Canada-U.S. upgrade and of their pipeline. It's their Line 3 replacement, and it goes from Edmonton into Minneapolis and Wisconsin. So it crosses the border, and they would like to finish it, but since it's so close to North Dakota, we've been having all of the protests. They're having trouble getting approval. The Trans Mountain, remember I talked about Trans-Canadian Railway, well, we'd call it an interstate road. And there's a Trans Mountain Expansion Pipeline corridor in Canada that is being revised, and it's in fact there is really being built. It's not just being revised; it's being rebuilt. They have like the existing is maybe a 20th of the total pipeline. The proposed revised pipeline is most of what they want to change, and the proposed alternative pipeline corridor is the rest of it, and then they have some temporary workspace. So that's not, it's just in Canada. It goes from Edmonton to Vancouver, and but they're having trouble in Canada, too. And then Trudeau rejected the Northern Gateway, and that went from Alberta to Prince Rupert in British Columbia, so from Alberta, the province of Alberta, Canada, to almost the West Coast. And the government said, no, you're not going to do that. So I don't, you know, I just to let you know what's going on with the fossil fuel fuels, and the, you know, the administration is going to change, and we hear all sorts of things, and people are beating the drums, and anyway. Also, CNN has put out a video that shows, remember we talked last week about the two new national monuments, and they've got a video, and I'll put that on the blog also. Okay, that was the Army Corps of Engineers and the BLM. I think I'll probably just change the title to Crony Capitalism. I'm just so irritated that politics gets in the way of our economic growth. There were, let's see, where do we want to go? We want to go to DNA. Okay, we've talked about DNA, and there's a couple articles I'm posting. Why am I Neanderthal? Now, you remember that Neanderthal man was found in East Europe, West Asia, and it survived the high carbon dioxide because it lived up in the mountains, and that was when it made its migration out of Africa. About 60,000 years ago. And so so two other Neanderthals and Denisovans migrated through Eurasia. The Denisovans ended up in Polynesia, well, all the way to Siberia, and we think they crossed the land bridge and came down on the North American continent, and then the early humanids then followed them, and because there were so many more of those, they diluted their DNA. They don't think that the Neanderthals or this other group were killed by the modern humanids. They think instead they interbred, and so a little bit of, because they're finding that DNA, a small amount, 1-2% of Neanderthal DNA is found in most Europeans and Asians. So indigenous sub-Saharan Africans have none. So it's not, you know, I guess, you know, I hadn't really thought about that. What I was told was that the early humans killed them. But apparently they didn't. They just interbred with them, and pretty soon there weren't any left because there were so many. Our modern ancestors made their own exodus from Africa about 60,000 years ago. Yes, I know you want to say that you know that there were people before that. But I don't know that much about them. I can't find any reports, but I know that you and Dr. McCanny know that. Yeah, right. That there was a, yes, okay. And the Neanderthals thrived in Europe for several hundred thousand years, and so they think now that they interbred, and eventually there's just a small part of their DNA still in us, at least us that came from Europe. And they've looked now at the DNA-influenced traits from the Neanderthals, it's had a significant impact on human traits. For instance, in the brain, it seems like depression and addiction to tobacco is I guess if you have relatives that are depressed or addicted to tobacco, then you might call them a Neanderthal. Hypercoagulation, malnutrition, acidic keratosis, which is on your skin, urinary tract disorders. And they think that these traits probably help the early humans to survive, but they're not sure that... they say that since 2010, scientists have known that people of Eurasian origin have inherited anywhere from 1% to 4% of their DNA from Neanderthals. So it's an archaic genetic legacy, and I just talked about the traits on that. And, you know, I always thought that if you called somebody a Neanderthal, that was a curse, but maybe it isn't. You know, maybe it gave us some survival ability in the very early days, 60,000 years ago. And I just want people to know that DNA has changed over the generations. I mean, we're talking 60,000, 120,000 years ago, and since that time, the DNA that you have inherited is not the same as what you started with, and they can trace that now. All right, I want to talk about the climate change, and they have a new study from the NOAA, the National Atmosphere. I don't even remember how to say it. But anyway, NOAA, you know what NOAA is. It's part of
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
That's it. National right. Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is part of the National Weather Service. And they have what they've done is that nitrous oxide has now become nitrous oxide. We had, when I was taking my classes, we just called it NXO. That is, because there were so many nitrogen oxide compounds or molecules, and nitrous oxide was just one of them. Well, as it turns out, it has become the largest ozone-depleting substance emitted through human activities, and I know, John, that you don't think that it counts for global warming, but they say that it is a significant ozone destroyer. Now, we know that the ozone is being destroyed. In fact, right now, we have a case where we have an ozone hole that has developed over the North Atlantic. And the precedence for that, or the what happened was that we saw these polar stratospheric clouds, which are very unusual, because that means clouds in the stratosphere. I think we talked about this last week. And they're beautiful, but when you see them, then you know they think that they are an indication that ozone is being destroyed in the stratosphere. And so after you see them, then you look for where the ozone hole might be. And sure enough, last time this happened, which was 2 years ago, the ozone hole developed over Great Britain and Europe. And I think 3 years ago it developed over Greenland. And now it's between the two. It's in the North Atlantic Ocean. You have to be careful. If you are under an ozone hole, you have to understand that the ultraviolet light will come down and it'll burn your skin through your clothing. And John has talked about being prepared and knowing when you might get burned. I mean, you don't want to be outside, or you want to be adequately protected against ultraviolet light. Anyway, so they say nitrous oxide emissions from human activities are more than twice as high as the next ozone-depleting gas. So they're not talking about a greenhouse gas. So they're, you know, they're talking about ozone-depleting gas, and we don't want the ozone. I don't know if you remember, but the first ozone hole that developed was over the Antarctic. And people just, I mean, I was on the news, at least the news I was reading, because they just thought it was a terrible thing. But they said it won't happen in the northern hemisphere. Well, it does now. And it comes from crops, it comes from people, it comes from manure, it comes from nitrogen fixation, it comes from fertilizer production, and it comes, it's just volatile. It's volatile, so it comes
from... Hold that thought. We have our last break this hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 6th of January, visiting with Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. About 3 minutes, you're in.
Yes, okay. What I want to talk just briefly about is the White House has released at the end of, it was either November or December, a, well, this is from space.com. It's an editorial. He called it a dangerous asteroid strategy. But they do have a nice graphic in there where they talk about the KT impact that killed the dinosaurs and the other 2013 Chelyabinsk, remember the fireball that came down in Russia, and the 1908 Tugansky event that knocked down all the timber. And what they produced a document called a National Near Earth Object Preparedness Strategy, and the acronym for that is Damien, and we remember Damien from the Omen movie because he was the strange child that was born to that strange woman. She did play that role well. Anyway, they have seven strategic goals, and one is they want to try to enhance NEO detection. Well, the Department of Defense does that now. They just don't give it to the public, and then they're going to develop methods for NEO deflection and disruption, and develop more models and predictions, and develop emergency procedure for impact scenarios. And leverage and support international cooperation. So I guess that what that means is if they, once they know that an asteroid is going to hit the Earth, they won't know where it's going to hit. And maybe they can get people out of the way or whatever. It's a low probability, high consequence, high hazard. And so because it's low probability, the Near Earth Objects program, it doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but it could wipe out, well, in Russia, an asteroid wiped out, I think it was a million acres of forest. Yes, and like I said, polar stratospheric clouds are known now to destroy ozone. We do hear, we are in the middle of the quadranted meteor shower, and so we have a it's formed by the dusty debris from a shattered comet that was 2003 EH1, and it's the shower will be coming from near the North Star, and we're getting a lot of fireballs as a result of that. Now, this was interesting. In Sweden, they have people that are listening to the auroras, and apparently sometimes the auroras make sounds. And on my blog, when I get it posted, will be the aurora noise that he caught.
Amazing. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. Anne, thank you. Look forward to having you back next Friday.
Thank you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Myers. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.